Welcome to the Crimson Circle. Glad you could be here with us. Thank you so much. We have a lovely live audience here.
Mostly live. They're a little quieter than normal. Normally, it's like just kind of a zoo, but they're kind of subdued today until we turn the big lights on. Then you're like, oh, now you're smiling and waving.
Do you think that's because of the weather kind of potentials?
Yeah, we're having a Colorado winter day. As a matter of fact, can we get a club shot, a club cam shot of the outside so everybody watching it online can see what it's
threatening
like there.
A little bit of a blizzard, you know.
Yeah, you see all these lovely cars, but you can see it's a gray day, no snow out there. There's going to be snow.
A few miles from here, it could be 6 feet of snow, maybe 2 feet at our house, maybe a foot down in town, but no big deal.
So I think a lot of people actually decided not to come today because we have quite a few empty chairs.
Ten canceled. More than ten,
Because of
the weather.
No. So we were just telling the group here before we went on air that they were wonderfully hardy souls, either that or fools, one of the two. Well, we'd be fools, too, because we're here. We're sitting right at the front.
You know, Jeffrey Hoppe, it was interesting because you always play that beautiful, beautiful song, the Michael Hoppe song, to open up. And how close is Adonis?
Right now?
No, when that song was playing.
We were chatting.
No, crap.
But I've got a license. I'm a licensed channeler. I can talk to entities. So, I mean, it's okay. Don't worry. And he was talking a little bit about some action they got going up in the Ascended Masters Club. And I was like, really? Are these made-up stories, Adamas? You know, kind of metaphors? And he goes, no, actually, really. He does admit to embellishing once in a while. But he's talking about this, well, this thing that's going on up there. And he might talk to us about it today. So, yeah, I was chatting with him about it and kind of like feeling him close by. Why? Why do you ask? Speaking of asking and weird stuff. So, you know, you go into a place energetically and your eyes see things. Like when we haven't been here for a couple of months, but you walk back in and it's the same studio. But, you know, underneath you're feeling a little weird energy. You don't know what it is, so you think it's something wrong with you, of course, because that's the way we do things. But the reality is there is something different here.
Really?
There's something different in the studio, I mean, in this room. And if anybody can guess, they get, what the hell? Oh, they get the free book. New paint? No, no. Who said cameras first? Okay. New cameras. Could we get, is it possible? And they all get a copy of the book, whoever said cameras.
All said cameras.
No, there's three people. I will verify with that. Three people. Can we possibly get a shot of the new cameras? They look like freaking robots.
They do.
I mean, like artificial intelligence. And can you make it do the blinky thing? Like artificial intelligence has taken over right here in the studio. You know, we used to have those great big things that looked like cameras. And now we've got this little R2-D2 or what, Gene, what did you call it before? You had a name
Minions.
For it?
Minions.
Minions, yeah. Yeah, one-eye Minions. But they're really cool. They are 4K, so I don't know if we're transmitting today in 4K, but we have that capability now. Really high quality, and there's some new production equipment back there at the desk. If we could turn on the lights so they could see how excited you guys are back there about your new equipment.
Well, it's just new technology offers
raging excitement back there. Now they wave.
The new technology offers just that much easier for us to put out a higher quality production.
But the cameras are, I like them, but they're a little creepy. I don't know why. They just don't look like... Now, Dave Schemmel's got a real camera in his hands. That's what a camera should look like. These things, I don't know. Let's see how it goes today. It's our first time using them. And you guys like the new equipment back there? Oh, yeah. Okay. Good. Smiley. Give them some new equipment. They smile. It's like... Anyway, welcome, everybody.
No more kombucha for you.
Okay. Stuffers. Whoa. It was the vodka.
Wait, what happened to this?
That's where we do it now in this section. Remember, we've been doing this about 120 times. When we get to this slide, we talk about the FIFA. Linda and I are admittedly disoriented. We just got back from Hawaii after 6 weeks and being in shorts and sandals and being with our new dog Fred and everything, and suddenly we're back here. It's like we got shot into another universe. I did want to point out the graphic on the screen today. That was something you've probably seen posted on Facebook or social media. It was right after, I believe it was right after Pronost, and somebody grabbed this shot of the Aurora Borealis in Norway, I believe. It's a NASA shot, so it's not retouched because NASA would, their government, they would never do anything to fool people. But does that look like a dragon or what? And can you see that dragon in there? Anybody not see it? Okay, good. But everybody can see it. So, sorry, Linda's like, okay, let's get on. Okay, what? Who's here?
Is saying you don't see it the same as saying I don't know?
Actually, speaking of that, at one of the workshops recently, somebody had a really good answer. Instead of saying, I don't know, it was, I'm still realizing my potentials or something like that. Just a clue in case you're standing there with a microphone and, you know. Who's here from out of state?
Okay, so we have a very brave audience here, knowing the threat of the snow is so incredible. And or crazy, either one. What do you whatever we want to call
they
it?
They came because I know there's going to be extra pizza today.
Oh, right. All the ones we didn't have time to scale down the pizza.
Yeah. Everybody
so
gets their own.
Yeah. Okay, so here we are. Esteban from Argentina.
Esteban.
Woo. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
A young chambra, always exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, a crazy chambra we just love. Rebecca Zhu.
From Australia.
Woo.
Good to see you, Rebecca.
It's the first time she's been to the studio.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I didn't either.
Wow. How impressed are you?
We've
on a scale
of...
Yeah. There's a good energy. Usually the sun is shining, but, you know, it's one of those days. But I didn't realize it was your first time here because we see you all over the world.
That's what I told her. That's exactly what I said.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
From Jacksonville, Florida, Terry Maloney. Where are you?
Terry,
good to see you again.
He had to get out of all that heat down there in Florida and come in for a shout. Go ahead.
Yeah, you pick. Why did you pick this month?
He missed us.
Adama said. Let's all get together. You said March, I think. Maybe I'm.
Terry is saying that Adama said.
It's nice to see you.
We should all get together on the coldest, snowiest day of the year. Yeah.
And,
that's why Terry is here.
Okay.
Hardcore, damn right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's a brother trade-off. We have Monica from Michigan. Monica.
Hi, Monica from Michigan.
Hi, Monica.
It's warmer here. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you've been
good
getting a brutal winter back
until
there.
Until tomorrow.
Snow and cold and...
Okay, thank you for being here. And then, okay, we have two others. Carla and Tom from Michigan.
From Michigan. Good to see you.
Thanks for being here.
With her. Yeah.
Ah, got it, of course. Thank you
for
joining us. Okay, that's the list.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thanks, everybody. And thanks, everyone who's watching and online today with our new cameras. I hope it makes the viewing experience even more fun.
What if they say it doesn't?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm not sure what we're going to do. But anyway, what we will do is slide right away into the recap from last month. It was the Emergent Series 6, I believe. And the thing that was really different about it was we did it from the villa in Hawaii. First time doing a regular shout outside of Colorado. I would say we were a little nervous about it, but...
A little?
Peter, our technical manager, came over and got everything set up, and he and Elise, who was assisting him, I think we got a shot of this, actually. Yeah. We set up on the lanai at the villa, and they had the equipment, some of it inside and some of it outside, and all the big professional lights and everything. It was kind of cool. Part of the challenge was the lighting behind us, you know, with the sun and everything is so strong. How do you keep that from blowing out everything, you know, from blowing out us?
So, that's a high-class problem.
Well, yeah, yes and no. There was a so Peter set up a scrim behind us, kind of like a screen that knocked back the sunlight a little bit. And the only problem, it was only 8 feet wide. Well, Adamas takes up a lot of room. I mean, energetically.
Really?
And Peter's like, right before we started, he said, okay, you can, if Adamas stands, you can stand from here to here, and that's it. Don't walk around much. I'm like, why don't you tell him that? I'm not going to, I'm having a hard enough time anyway. But actually, he sat in the chair, I think, most of the time.
He was very cooperative. He was shockingly cooperative.
Yeah. Shockingly cooperative. Anyway, it worked out very well. We have a little recap from last month in case you forgot, which I know we did. So here we go. I take a good deep breath into this beautiful air here at Villa Amio on the Big Island of Hawaii. I smell Amio in the air, and it's particularly strong and beautiful because that's what's growing here at Villa Amio, these beautiful grounds. Enough Shambra have been here now to really start an energy and to get it evolving and expanding. And even if you never come here in person, you can still tap into this beauty of Amio. Amio, it's the good life, the master's life. In our last shoud, we talked about your new friends. Remember, we talked about the master. The master as a friend, not as some lofty concept, not some divinity that's somewhere else, but literally you and the master walking together, conscious of each other. And then we talked about the we-go. It's like the ego, but we, it's the master, it's the I am, it's the new identity. Not just the lonely human identity struggling to get through life, but a we-go. And we said your third friend is energy. That's such an important one right now. Energy. Then, later on in our shoud, we brought in the one known as John Kaderka. John Kaderka, and reminding you that he was working on kind of a special link, something that would link together, open a communication pathway between the human and the master in particular, but ultimately also the I am. Since then, John has asked that we address him by the name, the new name, FM. So, in this new communication conduit, this new pathway, there's something important in it. And that importance in it is the subject we call truth. Truth. There really is no one truth. Everything is a truth. The fact that there is an ocean behind me is a truth, and trees behind me is a truth. Truth can be very external, and basically, truth is what is perceived. Now, to make matters even more confusing with this whole issue of truth, is that the world is filled with lies. I'm going to call them truthful lies. The world is filled with truthful lies. A lot of your own life, your own journey, has been a truthful lie. I was thinking that you were coming into this lifetime, you're going to get a job, get educated, have a family, try to live a normal life. That was a true lie. And you kind of knew it. And you knew it really wasn't you, but you went ahead and did it. So, in a way, you were lying to yourself. But, and this is a great big but, you know it's not real. You know it's not you. You know it's not the truth. The only truth that there is resides within. The only truth. Truth is perception, how you perceive something. Perception is awareness. Awareness is consciousness. Now, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about Pronost. And Pronost, we said that the dragon enters not only the planet right now, but it enters into your life as well, with a very, very different effect that it has on the rest of the planet. But the dragon enters, it comes in. And the role of the dragon is to, in your personal life, is to really clear a lot of the old guilt and shame. Guilt and shame from other lifetimes, but in this lifetime as well. Guilt and shame that simply cannot be brought with you into realization. It can't. The dragon also goes in and finds out where the lies are. Where the lies and the distortion. And you see, if you really feel into it for a moment, the biggest generator, the biggest generator of lies is guilt and shame. You know, I've said to you that it's been a very difficult journey in many respects. Very difficult. And through all the trials and tribulations, at the times you wanted to give up, at the times you wanted to just hide in the sand, there was something that brought you through. Something that carried you to this point. It's the knowingness. And you would have said that was just, I know there's more. How about this? I know there is my truth. I know there is my truth. And what happens is, as the dragon enters into your life, it goes after those things that are keeping you from your truth. When one becomes aware of their truth, which is far greater than any words that can be stated, when one allows their truth to touch them, that is when you become very, very aware, beautifully aware of the communication of the Master. And again, don't expect words, but expect the song, the feeling, the knowingness. Truth becomes what I say is the most intimate sense of all. It is the sense of you. There is a truth within. And this is what FM really hit upon in his research. How do we open this communication link with the Master and the I Am? It's through the pathway of the sense of truth. Your truth. Some of you may have thought that the truth was just a philosophical concept. Until you get to this point on the path, you take a deep breath and you realize that your truth is here. It's back. It will never be lost on you again. It will be with you for the rest of your journey and the rest of your Amyo life on this planet. Let's take a deep breath together. Here at Villa Amyo, the first of many shouts that will come from this beautiful place. With that, deep breath into the knowingness that your truth is here.
Whoa.
So it was fun to do.
That was really intense, though.
Really?
Yeah, he was so
No. The intense part was not letting him get out of the chair. I don't know. Several times you kind of see that. Back like that. It's like, stay seated. So, but he did. There's a lot of speculation, too, with the new name for John Kuderka, FM. A lot of different, like, frequency modulation or frequency master or... master or different things. And I was kind of wondering about it, just like probably you were. And at some point, I think I saw something on social media, and then immediately at the same time, you were turning on your music at the villa. And what I saw on social media, and then immediately the music came on, so I know it was no coincidence. It was the Steely Dan song FM, No Static at All. And it was like, ah. And, you know, John in particular would have really loved that, because some of us actually grew up in a time where AM was predominant. And it was always scratchy. You tried listening to a song, and it was terrible. When FM came along, no static at all. So how appropriate for John to kind of say he's going to go by that name, No Static at All. So that was really sweet.
Very sweet.
I enjoyed that. Okay, let's talk about upcoming events. We got some new stuff. What's first?
Well, maybe more AMIO
events.
Oh, I'm
sorry. This isn't new. This is a recent event.
Right.
Oh, sure. And
did you see what that elf was doing?
No. Oh, he's with a snake.
Yeah,
wow.
Dragon. He's with a dragon.
A dragon. Yes, he is. Just a real quick preview of
our... Is he feeding the dragon fruit?
Yeah. I'm not going to say who, but somebody in the audience said taking mushrooms. Can you believe that? The audience would say that. Real quick look, this last month we did two great events. We did the AMIO Retreat and also a Threshold, and we kind of combined to take a look at the shots of... We had some great sunsets while we were there. And one afternoon it was really strange because as the sun was going down, on the other side of the house was a rainbow. So it was just beautiful to behold. And the attendees would come over and we'd watch the sunset. I don't think there's hardly a better place on the island for it. You got this absolutely clear view with no houses or anything. We had a lot of fun, and I really miss our AMIO dog, Belle.
We both
do. He's the sweetest dog in the world.
And she looks you straight in the eye, and she's very regal.
Oh, and she would go around every morning and see all the attendees, make sure everybody was okay, and then she'd lay at my feet while I channeled the rest of the time. We really miss her. She belongs to the neighbors.
No. They're her caretaker. She's our dog. But they take care of her when we're not there. She was literally born the exact same time we bought the villa.
Yeah.
Literally.
No coincidence. I mean, and she comes over every morning, stays until the end, and it's amazing. A lot of good food. This is how we do our dinners for the opening dinners for the events. We set out the tables at the pool, and really, really beautiful. A lot of great drinks, too.
Now, those were not at the villa. Those were with Chambra in town.
Yeah. Or you couldn't bring one like that to the villa on your own. But the island has delicious food. Of course, we heard a lot from Adamus.
Shocking.
You know, there's a difference in channeling him at the villa. It's just,
absolutely.
I don't know what it is, but a difference. One day, a couple of days, we had to move inside because it was raining. Once we get the new pavilion, that won't be a problem. But actually, inside was kind of sweet.
Well, and people seem to enjoy it. And I think part of it is the fact that Adamus can go real far because it truly is a setting that is very warm and conducive.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere, where it should be.
And then, see, there's the bell during the channels. We pull her bed in.
Wait, where did that bed come from?
The store.
It's not... You bought the neighbor's dog
a bed? Sure. Yeah. Your point. A lot of camaraderie. You know, it's so great when everybody gets together. A lot of people know each other from another event. A lot are new, and just everybody just kind of blends in. So there's a tremendous amount of bonding time. You can kind of see the view of the ocean there. It's just expansive. But a few toddies here and there.
A few they do.
Yeah, and beautiful local sites. And
starfruit and
Starfruit you pick right on the village lot. Right. Turtles just hanging around. Cruise ships bringing those dang tourists to and from. Fortunately, they just stay one day.
Birds of paradise and anthurium, they grow like weeds.
Yeah. It's not a real beach island, but it is a beautiful
island. There are
island.
Beaches.
There are beaches, yeah. But it's really a beautiful
it's
island.
It's a volcanic mountain that comes straight out of the ocean.
Actually, it's the highest anywhere in the world from the floor, which would be the floor of the ocean, to the peak, which is about over 14,000 feet high on the island. That would be about over 400 meters.
For locals, that's higher than Breckenridge.
4,000 meters, yeah.
Higher than Breckenridge.
Yeah, so a huge difference. I mean, so it's a very unusual setting.
And they call it the Island of Fire and Ice because there's that active volcano on the Hilo side,
yeah,
south of us. And then Mauna Kea, it's nothing for it to snow in the night.
Oh, it snowed up there while we were there.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
it does frequently.
So you've got both on the same island, and it's called the Big
remarkable.
Island, but it's not all that big.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, let's take a look at the upcoming events. Later this month, we're going to be doing Aspectology Online. We only do it one time a year online. Otherwise, there are a lot of certified teachers all over the world that teach it in a variety of languages. But it's coming up online March 29th through the 31st, and we consider it one of the core Crimson Circle classes. You know, there's about five that are really core, and Aspectology is definitely one of them.
It's kind of number two, right?
Yeah.
Number two or three.
So don't forget to sign up. And Linda and I are going to be live hosting it all weekend. So it's not like you're just watching some videos. We're actually here really riding the energies with you.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Then, we're back in Hawaii in April. And we're going to be doing a Kona or at the Amyo retreat. We still have spaces open for this one, so if you're interested in attending, it's going to be a little smaller than usual group, and the weather's going to be beautiful. While you have tons of snow in Europe and the U.S., just in Hawaii, it'd be beautiful.
And they're getting more competitive with airfare because the island's getting so popular, and you can do particularly well with Alaska Air and Hawaiian Air combinations,
right?
Are the best deals right now.
Yeah, and you can get the most abused on United. So if into that, you know. then we're doing the Master's Guide in late April, and that's actually a really cool experience with the Master's Guide. Adama sends the human off for a couple of days. And then he's addressing the master. And it's really kind of cool because at first you're thinking, yeah, right, well, we're playing a nice little game.
He's trying to get you out of your own way.
Well, but it's almost surreal because at first there's the thing, you know, we're just playing a game, but then all of a sudden it gets weird and it's like, whoa, something really is happening.
It's a very incredible.
Couple spaces left on that.
Yeah.
SES Online in May, May 17th through the 19th. We do it twice a year online. So if you're interested, that's a great time to do it.
It's the only actual requirement. There's lots of things we recommend that we think is good material. But SES is the only thing we recommend for the small live events. Hmm. And so if you know that sometime in the future you'd like to go to an event in person, we highly... It's required.
Highly recommended because
it's required.
Funny how that happens.
We never imagined it, but the difference is night and day, and the energy management and the group just allows Adamus to shoot very far forward and fast.
And then in June, which is right around the corner, actually,
literally,
we're going to be in Santa Fe for the 10-year Adamus event. We're almost sold out on that. I think there's 15 spaces left, so there's going to be 250 or more of us down there.
Great
in Santa Fe.
Great food, good shopping.
Yeah, I love Santa Fe. But again, the important point here is that there's only a few spaces left. If you're interested, now's a really good
shopping's
time.
Shopping's not important.
Yes, shopping is important. Where did we see shopping on the...
I don't know why you left it off. They have so many cool boutiques.
I do the slides, and I just don't see...
They have so many cool boutiques.
Yeah.
That got left off.
And if you like shopping, Jimmy Stadler Band that night playing really great music. And
he's really good. He likes Chambra.
He does. Anyway, Santa Fe, 15 spaces left, so...
It should be beautiful. The climate is quite nice because it's also at about the same altitude as Denver, so it has cool nights.
Yeah.
Just really lovely.
And next thing on the schedule after that is off to Norway, off to Europe, actually, in September. Norway, we've been to Bergen once before now. We're going back to the same hotel because it was so good. And it's just absolutely beautiful there. We've got great hosts with Inga and Mariana.
Wonderful.
We're going to be doing a new workshop. I have no idea what it's about. It's always tough because the staff says, well, write a description, you know, for the newsletter and everything. Write a description. It's like, I don't know. He gives me the name. What am I supposed to...
But this is a crazy game that our staff has to play because you're like, come up with something, and then you're like, well, where's the information? It's like... You're the channeler. How are we supposed to figure that out?
I'm just a messenger. Here's the name he gave me. He wants to do the master code, so we're going to do the master code. I have no idea what it means, but actually that's the fun part, because we learn. It's a surprise to everybody. You never know what you're going to be doing. Again, it's a beautiful resort that we're at up in Norway.
It is very nice.
Great food, too. Norway's got really good food.
Very nice.
From there, we're popping over to Rust, Austria, for the Threshold reunion. You do need to have taken Threshold to go to the reunion. You know, you kind of
There's been a little confusion about that.
You need
that.
To be a Jones if you're going to go to the Jones family reunion. What more can I say? So you need to go. It's for graduates only. We've got live music with Joham, and I think there are, 14 spaces left.
Okay.
So if you're interested,
and
make
Rust,
sure
that... that's wine season. It's a very, very sweet, rural, traditional country village.
Right.
It's just adorable.
Yeah. After that's a channeling workshop. It's sold out, so we're not going to talk about it too much, other than to say it not only sold out, but there's a wait list like of 80 people on it. Ridiculous. So just a heads up, we are going to be doing a channeling workshop at Villa Amyo either in February or March next year.
Shocking.
Yeah. So we'll be announcing that actually within the next 3 weeks. So
no, let's do something here in a snowstorm.
And I can't. Well, no, it actually be really cool. We're building the new pavilion there to do the channeling workshop in the pavilion.
You can
with,
pick your own bananas right off the tree.
Yeah.
Oranges.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Get Belle to bring an avocado.
Yes. Then in November, once again, back to Hawaii.
Shocking.
We're going to be doing a new christening ceremony, or a christening ceremony on the new pavilion. It's under construction right now. We're doing a lot of landscaping work. And this is actually an artist concept, actually. Horace Dinu did this. And doesn't it look real? Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Very skilled. He's very skilled.
But we're going to christen that. We're going to get a big kahuna per Adamus's advice. He said, you know, when you're ready to go, bring in a big kahuna, really integrate what you've done, the whole Villa Amyo, with the Hawaiian energies.
But Jeff, you're a big kahuna.
I am a big kahuna, because, you know, to be a big kahuna, you just appoint yourself. So I'm a big kahuna. Yeah. So I am.
One of many things.
Yeah. And not just a medium kahuna, I am a big kahuna. or that's what she said. You can see right now we're under construction. These are some of the walls and staircases that are going in.
It's a mess.
It's such a mess there right now. You actually really don't see it from the top of the villa.
Because the slope, you look straight over it.
Yeah, but the yard is just torn apart. We're putting in a new orchard and doing a lot of landscaping.
All the walls are made out of the volcanic rock, so it blends in beautifully. Mm.
So, but that'll all be done by the time we do the christening ceremony. It's kind of another artist rendering. We'll be able to seat about 40 people comfortably. And then we'll be able to put all of our gear in there and just not have to set up and reset every time we do an event. So I'm excited about that. I think you are too.
I am.
We're doing a new workshop called Energy Works. Again, no idea what it means, but it's already sold out. We announced it, Monday or Tuesday? It sold out. So
the Angels almost completely sold it out.
Yeah. And then after that, we are doing another Threshold in Japanese, Ohio. Sayonara. So we speak in English, but we got a great translator, Hasako, a great group coming from Japan. But if you want to experience, you know, the event, you know, with a wonderful Japanese, great, you know, there's no restrictions.
We have translation equipment at the villa so that we're able to do simultaneous translation for any group special language, as long as there's enough people to fill the group, we will always do events in non-English.
Right. Yeah, I'd love to do it like a German version of one of the workshops or Spanish. We've done Spanish before.
We've done Spanish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're able to do groups with translation.
Because we have the simultaneous translation equipment right there to make it useful for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Great. What else? Oh, I think that brings us to Chambra News.
Oh. looks like a nuclear attack warning that they warned us about when we were little kids and they made you walk under your desk, you know, crawl under your desk.
No. It's a sci-fi thing, you know. It's like, I mean, and it's trying to get everybody's attention to, you know, say, we're moving on to really important stuff now. The Chambre magazine is out, the award-winning Chambre magazine. And once again, special thanks to Gene and to Mark for doing an amazing job every month. Magazine week is a crazy week around the house, you know, around Crimson Circle, because there's so much putting together. That's when we finalize events and new products and everything else, all getting it out in conjunction. And then it gets out and we just, this month, the cover artwork is a beautiful piece of art created by a pretty well-known artist called, by the name of Anne Stokes from England. She does a lot of fantasy art, and we actually got a license from her for a couple pieces to put on the covers, but with all the Pronos talk, the dragons and everything else, I thought, what a great shot for the cover. You like it?
Yeah.
I like it. New product just came out last week.
Like it.
The new Master's Life 9 Reillusion. I think it came out Monday or Tuesday, and already a lot of amazing comments about it, what's going on with it. So
it's definitely,
you know, the whole Master's Life series is just, it's really recording our journey, our history. So let's take a look at.
Really done this to support us.
Yeah. Let's take a look at Master's Life 9 Reillusion. Master's Life, we're kind of turning a corner. We're getting into some of the physics, what I call Adamus physics, because I'm sure it wouldn't necessarily agree with a lot of the physics or science on the planet right now, but we're getting into a lot of the physics of reality. And for those of you who are not particularly technically minded, those of you who don't really take a liking to physics, actually, this is excellent for you, because you're going to be more open to it as we redefine physics. But what we're really doing is shifting perspectives, freeing you from what would just be the science of physical gravity, and beginning to understand that these forces, even the forces of time and space, are simply sensualities. You can dive into them, experience them, have them serve you. No longer an outside force, but all coming from the inside. These are all sensualities, not necessarily science. They're ways to experience, and for the master, you allow them to serve you. You're not the slave of time or space anymore. You allow it to serve you. And yes, you're human. We'll still continue to have experiences in gravity, time, and space. But you also expand. You've got linear time and circular time. You have defined space. No space. And also malleable, flexible space, all at the same time. And letting energy serve you, because it's all yours. You don't need more energy in your life. Not at all. We're changing perspective. We are beginning to understand real illusions. But I like to make up words. You might not have noticed. The human language is so thin, anemic with words. I guess there's not been a need to define a lot of things up until now. But it's a reillusion. It's real for that being experiencing it, but it's actually all an illusion. Carl was going through an epiphany right about now, probably a minute or so left before he would no longer be able to breathe naturally. He had what I call an epiphany of crisis, forced by the crisis that he was in. He had to let go. He had to open up to something else. He had nothing left. All the fight, all the struggle to get out of this quicksand was doing nothing for him. So he had to quickly shift into something else. So Master's Life 9 now out. I think it's 6 segments. There's some great marabs. And one thing I wanted to comment on our video productions, we do it all in-house. You know, we don't go to some big Hollywood studio like you probably assumed. We do it all in-house, and I'm so proud of the work that the Crimson Circle team puts out. It's just a beautiful production. It's really quite amazing. So
they do an incredible job, and I have to say that Adams is, with his redefining physics, I am so tempted to, our goddaughter is an astrophysicist, and she's just graduating from school, and she's been basically going to be, she's been recruited by NASA. And it takes every bit of self-control I have not to send her one of these transcripts and say, Celestine, that's her name. Celestine, what do you think about this version of physics? But I'm afraid she never talked to us again.
Yeah, well, no. There's family, and then there's...
Well, she's pretty special.
She is, but we don't need any more gossiping about us in the family. Anyway, just a couple quick comments, even though this has only been out a week. Some of the comments that we've seen, somebody said, how I've longed for this, it flows through my whole being.
Oh, sweet.
This helps me integrate mental concepts, finally embodying them, being able to switch perspectives more quickly.
Sweet.
You know, we learn a lot of this stuff, it's a mental concept. But then all of a sudden, one day you feel, oh, my gosh, that integrated. That's now part of my consciousness. So I really understood what they were talking about. Somebody else said, wow, that's what I've been waiting for ages. Us too. somebody else said they literally experienced their own Carl. Carl's the character and kind of a story that runs throughout this. He's in quicksand. They experienced Carl. It dissolved, and I was able to come back to realizing I am the creator, observer, and experiencer.
That's
not just
huge.
The one stuck in the quicksand. So,
right.
And somebody else said, I just watched the first 2 segments. Absolutely perfect timing. Awe and wow. So it's good stuff. It's really excellent. Available as a cloud class through the Crimson Circle store. 6 sessions, about 5 hours worth of content for $145 U.S. through June 1. So let's take a deep breath.
I love that series. That Master's Life series is so incredible.
Let's take a deep breath. Oh, no. Look what's coming down the aisle.
What are you doing?
It was Linda's birthday yesterday, so we wanted to sing her a rousing, rousing chorus. Yeah, watch the robot. And I hope you don't mind, but I picked out the cake, the style. It's a chocolate mousse cake. Yeah,
that sounds very
flourless,
Jeffrey.
Flourless. So,
wow.
So, dear Linda, how about a happy birthday for Linda? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Linda. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. I am truly humbled. I got so many messages on Facebook. I was just humbling and sweet. And I can't thank you. My only lament is that you can't stop birthdays from coming.
Right.
They just keep coming and coming and coming.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It was actually Linda's birthday yesterday, and of course we were so busy getting ready. Oh, you're right, Greg. Quickly. It's gonna
yes, Mommy.
It's going to explode.
I love you.
Yay. That is so funny.
Anyway, it was her birthday yesterday. We were so busy getting ready for the shoud, we didn't get a chance to celebrate. But we did last week in Hawaii. We took a day just for your birthday.
And as soon as we got back, I kept going back to my birthday celebration that you were so kind and gentle and generous to me. Thank you.
Thank you. So there's plenty of that. We didn't just get one. We got about 18 of these. So. We got like three, I think, didn't we?
We got two of the flowers, and then that's all they have.
Okay.
So I have one that is not a flower.
Okay, two flowers.
Thank you, everyone.
We got plenty for everybody.
Thank you, truly.
Thank you.
Thank you. From my heart. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And just a couple other quick notes before we take a break here. Of course, Pronos came out in mid-January, I guess. It's been the talk of the town. Suddenly, we've turned into this dragon, you know.
Adamus is so personalized that it wasn't... That was the most captivating part of it for me.
Yeah, well, and the dragons have been part of the whole story in Threshold right. over the years. So it's an integral part. I was a little surprised when he brought it to Shambo, but he explained.
What he did
and,
so broadly, I agree.
Just everything's, the posts on social media, the talk and everything, is all about dragons. So it's kind of interesting.
Well, he's inviting a clarity.
Pronos, I think, just keeps amping up each time. This was so focused and such a message in Pronos. So.
Right.
And also the I Am Safe is out. You know, it's part of the Master's Pause. So we have Master's Life, which is kind of our journey right now. And then he says, now you've got to stop every once in a while. So we have Master's Pause. So it's to take a little break. The latest is I Am Safe. And, of course, the new Stories of the Master's book. For those of you who answered correctly before, just Michelle will be back there at the break and she'll give you a book. Otherwise, if you're here in person, we do have them for sale this month. And if you're not in person, we do have them available online at the Crimson Circle store. Well, we've made our way all the way to the coffee
shop. Wow, we did it.
We did
it.
There
were so many pages, I didn't think we would ever get through them.
I know. No, we did.
We did good.
Extra time to boot. So we've got 40 minutes. So
we've
got plenty of time to eat the cake, drink coffee, get jazzed up before we come back for Adamus. So thank you, everybody. We'll see you
at
the bottom of the hour.
Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thanks.